that was a little abrupt. We're going to call this to order. Can we stand and do the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Kimberly Burton.
Allison Bonanno.
Joe Crapo.
Deborah Earle.
Michelle Barrett.
Judith Rodriguez.
Jamie Miller.
Okay, fantastic. All right, public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board or council about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. If applicable, clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board council wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board council by majority vote. Approval of minutes for April 29th, 2025.
I move that we accept the minutes from April 29th, 2025.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Approval of the agenda for May 27th, 2025, and hold, combine, or delete any items.
I just move to approve the agenda as is for tonight's meeting.
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Informational items, announcements of upcoming county or community meetings and events.
Good evening, all. My name is Michelle Barrett. I'm with April Becker's office and want to let you know, I put a little postcard over there, but this Saturday, right here in this room, we are going to have a croissants with the commish. So come on out, spread the word. We're going to have delicious croissants that are going to be supplied by Corey Wells, who is with Wistful Thinking Cakes. And so she's been an award winner off of the Food Network. So we're going to have those available here, along with coffee and conversation. So spread the word, come on out and join us. If you have anything you would like to talk about or questions or just learn about the county. In addition, tomorrow there is going to be a presentation, a joint venture between Commissioner Becker and City Councilwoman Polensky in regards to the Knox Box. And this is a new device that's going to be given to older communities, like some of our Sun City Summerland communities. And so it is a box that gets put on their door that actually has there's a master key that is given only to like the fire department. And so if by chance they need to access the door, there's an emergency. So instead of having to knock it down, if nobody answers, there's a master key that they'll have. They'll be able to use this Knox box, get the key, and open the door and access the house. So we're gonna have a whole presentation on that. It is taking place at Desert Vista Community Center, and this is Thursday, the 29th, from 10 to noon. Yes?
Is this a Knox box that's similar to what they have on electrical room doors and fire riser room doors on commercial buildings?
I am not sure about that.
Well, let's talk after.
Let's talk about that. Okay. Right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks very much. Anything from planning and zoning? No?
Nothing.
All righty. Let's go right into it. VS 250317 MSP Big House LLC and MSP Real Estate Holdings LLC vacate and abandon easements of interest to Clark County located between Corbett Street and Tropical Parkway and between Grand Canyon Drive and Park Street within Lone Mountain.
If you crack the code on how to use this, this is great. I've been trying to figure it out for 5 months now.
Good evening, Chairman, Board Members, Dave Turner, TURNER, 12 Jenkinson Street, representing the applicant. What we're asking for here tonight is a waiver of off-site improvements, well, vacation abandonments to start with, and it's just standard government patent easements. The waiver is for off-site improvements, curb gutter, sidewalk, street lights. We will be providing landscaping along the perimeter. There are no off-site improvements in this area, and I think this kind of fits in with what you guys want in the area, and we are providing the landscaping that you requested in the past, and we ask for your approval.
Okay, so we're going to first address the vacate and abandon. Do any of you guys have any questions for the applicant?
Nope.
No? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and open it up to the public if there are any questions.
Yeah, I have questions.
Come on up to the podium.
Do I have to, since it's just me here?
Yes, it's official. It has to be recorded. My apologies. If you could state your name, address, spell your last name for the record.
First name is Erin, E-R-I-N. Last name is Sponseller, S-P-O-N-S-E-L-L-E-R. Address is 9760 Bright Angel Way. So within the abandonment from Clark County, what are we abandoning specifically? And I thought I heard him say we're putting up street lights.
No.
So there are two issues in front of us, or two items in front of us. The first one we're talking about is the vacate and abandonment of easements. Mm-hmm. So basically, in essence, Clark County has, depending upon, this is a larger lot compared to some.
Or isn't this specifically two lots being merged into one?
In this case, there's going to be three homes on a development of two lots.
Okay.
But what Clark County does, because they don't know how the land is going to get developed, they say this area etched out in this
grid
area here is, because we're on a grid, this could be used for cable, electric, a variety of things that they would need easements for. And because they're taking a plot of land, and instead of it being higher density, or that they were going to be cutting it up in a specific way, they don't need to have those easements to run those lines, to run through to like maybe a different parcel on the backside, whatever the case may be. So in this case, it makes sense to vacate and abandon those easements and use the land in a larger
format.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. So that's what we're talking about first.
It just seems like easement as in general is such a broad term. It's being left really open. And for people who live in the general area, I'm a block and a half away.
It's a standard as we develop throughout Clark County, and because we can't predict, like decades ago, we couldn't predict how things and when things are going to get developed. It was just their way of kind of putting a pin in it, and then as the land got developed, we make the accommodations depending upon the kind of development that's gonna happen. And in this case, it's not necessary. So the land then that was etched out for any kind of those purposes goes back to the owner.
It's utilities.
Are the easements going to be affected in any way by these easements going away?
No.
Is there going to be any effect to the NRS or the RP?
No. It's very standard. All of the land.
So what they do when you get these larger pieces of land, in order to make sure.
Is this like an acre and a quarter, acre and a half?
It's 2 acres.
And 2 acres total.
So I mean, if you look out in the area, you've got. Imagine this whole area 20 years ago.
Oh, practically nothing.
There was hardly anything out here.
Yeah.
But when these pieces of land were divided and everything and put into parcels, they put patent easements in all of them so that they could put roadways in the future. They could put power lines and other infrastructure so that you didn't get one piece of land that was landlocked by other people that they couldn't get utilities or driveways to and stuff like that.
Right.
So what they do is they put these easements in ahead of time when it's raw land, and it's easier to come back 20 years later now and ask for those easements to be removed than it is to have these large pieces of land with no easements and then come back in and say, we need to add these in.
Correct.
So this is kind of the natural way it works. They're developing the land, they've got the end use in mind now, and they're saying that they no longer need those, and so that's what we're reviewing tonight.
Which is, I really appreciate the fact that it's following the NRS, which states that it's a half an acre or bigger. I've been here for 10 years, in my home for 10 years, and in those 10 years I've seen approximately 300 houses built in this area. Many of those houses are less than half an acre. I'm here because I think that we need to keep the rural preservation intact. One of the first sentences in the PR is keeping it intact, protect and preserve. And I'm seeing it more and more that it's not being done. I'm not asking for a whole lot, and I don't think anybody that would be here, if you were, would say the same thing. We just need to make sure that we're being protected as much as the builders are being able to build. And that's why I'm here. As long as he's building on 2 acres and he's putting in 3 houses, and these easements aren't going to affect us, I don't, you know, I'm okay with it, but don't be surprised to see.
I appreciate you being here. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and close comments from the public, bring it back up. Anyone here have any questions for the applicant?
Nope.
I'm going to go ahead and make a motion to approve VS 250317 MSP Big House LLC and MSP Real Estate Holdings LLC vacate and abandon easements of interest to Clark County between Corvette Street, Charles Parkway, Grand Canyon, Park Street within Lone Mountain.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Okay. There's one down. Next, WS 250316 MSP Big House LLC and MSP Real Estate Holdings LLC waiver of development standards to waive full off-site improvements on 1.9 acres in conjunction with a proposed single-family residential development in an RS 20 zone within the neighborhood protection overlay, generally located on the north side of Corbett Street and the east side of Grand Canyon Drive within Lone Mountain.
Good evening, Chairman. Important to the first day of turn, TURNER, 12 Dan Hansen Street. Kind of got ahead of myself, I apologize for that.
That's all right.
What we're asking for is a waiver of off-site improvements, so we're putting in full landscaping along the perimeter for what you guys have asked for in the past, and we ask for your approval.
So when you say full landscaping, what specifically?
It's 6 foot wide, it follows the county standards for plants and materials, and it'll be on both frontages.
As far as trees at 20 foot on
correct.
Center, 24
correct.
Inch boxes?
That is correct, yes.
Okay, and this is on both
Grand,
streets?
Grand Canyon and Corbett, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Uh-huh. Is there going to be a wall along Grand Canyon?
There will, back behind the trees, yes.
Yep.
And also on Verde as well, or excuse me, Corbett.
Okay. So, a couple questions about the sidewalk, because typically we don't do sidewalks, right, in the RMP. It is kind of close to a school. And I think there needs to be some discussion about that. Did you see on the map how close it is?
Nope.
It's a little bit close to the school. I actually went and drove it,
mm-hmm.
and
there
are no sidewalks on any of the houses.
Yeah.
Anyway, there is a pathway sort of, I don't know what you call it, like dense pathway for kids, gravel,
yeah.
to walk. So there is a pathway that I think the school district probably provided for kids
side,
going
tropical.
To Centennial, mm-hmm. and actually kids going, I think it's Darnell, is it Darnell?
Yeah.
The elementary school going to Darnell. So there is that pathway.
It's on the north side of Tropical, right?
Yeah.
So,
it's also
further south.
Is that a big pathway on the east side of
so
Grand
would,
Canyon?
It's probably the right
would
way.
There be a
yes.
pathway, a walking pathway made of chat or some other kind of natural material that would allow kids to walk?
We most certainly could do that. Yeah,
okay.
There wasn't one called for on the plans, but we most certainly could do that.
Something so that they're not too close to the
yeah,
road.
Yeah, we did a similar project in this general area, and they asked for something, for kind of a horse trail or
yeah.
something
yeah.
flat, so that
I think that would be a good idea.
People walk and the horses could go by,
yeah.
and we have no problem with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
the
hear
the
about
horse trail.
Kids getting hit,
and
it's
put some chat on there and
yeah.
read about a little bit. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because currently, right now, there is, because I just drove it, and I remember my kids went to Centennial and whatnot, but there is a pathway there.
It's probably the horse trail.
It's,
yeah.
Yeah.
Their land is right here. They're
yeah, good. No, I've seen the land. I just didn't know if that was considered, I guess.
But we can keep that intact.
So there's a pathway.
Maybe
there.
Upgrade it.
Sure.
To,
absolutely.
You know, because
yeah.
when I was driving by, it looks like it's worn down. I don't know if that's appropriate or.
Yeah, they usually make those out of like thin asphalt. just as kind of a temporary thing until the development in that area is done.
Just not large rocks.
You want some pea gravel or something like that. You don't want large rock, and really most of the horse people don't want the asphalt either for that.
Right. No. Something like chat would be fine.
Yeah. A limestone or granite chat, something.
It is interesting because obviously the sidewalks and the curbing was not required because as I drove all around that area.
Yeah.
But then when I went down to Fort Apache, where there's a really big development, there are the sidewalks. So I don't know.
Yeah,
it almost looked out of place, I hate to say it, to put a sidewalk in there.
Correct.
And none of the surrounding properties have it.
And that's part of the RNP is that, I mean, I get that there's a school there, but if we make it as a horse trail, then the kids have something to walk on, and we don't have to worry about what the precedent sets for putting in sidewalks in the RNP, because we don't want that. Mm-hmm. So if you make it a chat horse trail, they've got a path to walk on.
Right. How wide are sidewalks?
5 feet.
5 feet. So it would have to be at least 5 feet. We'd keep that same width.
Mm-hmm.
And how much room do you have to work with? Because you said you're doing 6 feet of landscaping?
Yeah, the 6 feet of landscaping is on our site. So it comes off of our property. So you've got from the property line to the edge of pavement, which is about 13 to 17 feet, depending on. Usually when you have a 32 foot wide paved access road, you've got close to 15 feet in there to work with.
Okay.
So we can do that, because technically that's the right of way, correct?
Pardon?
That's the right of way, correct?
Right of way, but it's 60 feet on Corbett. I think it's 80 feet on.
So we can do that then.
Yeah, there's room to put it in there. We just did one on another project recently.
Yep. Okay.
Okay. And with those, would it be raised? So like if it's raining, you don't have kids, like, because I know, like, sometimes, you know, a developer might use it for drainage to bring it away from the road, away from the house, but then if the kids are walking, you don't want them walking in, like, the water.
No,
I don't know.
The drainage study calls for a swale in that area, but the pathway will certainly be about the same elevation as the existing ground. You don't want it to be raised, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I just wouldn't want it to be depressed so that kids would be walking in the mess.
Also, if it's, you know, since there's no curb and gutter there, and if you're trying to put in a pathway, that's going to be a flood channel.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to get washed out at some point, too.
Well, it's going to get, whether we put it in a pathway or just leave it the way it is, it's going to be the same no matter what.
Do you have concerns about a chat walkway?
So I'm not a horse person.
Right.
I did grow up with horses, though, so I certainly
we don't discriminate.
Okay, good. An asphalt path is more durable, even with some minor flooding, than a decomposed granite or something like that pathway. So, if we're looking for a pathway for equestrian use, I understand that a DG path or something like that would be better. But if you're looking at it for access for kids, an asphalt path is much better.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you put in a sidewalk, then you're going to have to put in a curb, a gutter, and everything else.
Yeah, I'm not saying go all the way.
No, I'm just telling her. I'm like, I think you're making a mountain out of a molehill. Kids have been walking to school on this stuff for God knows how long, and they're fine already.
But right now they're walking on an asphalt path on the east side of east side of Grand Canyon, but that has an asphalt path on it already.
I thought you were talking about the dirt road.
That's
the
dirt
path.
No, this dirt here, and it's an asphalt path in between. It's not swept, so you can't see it, but it's.
I understand.
So
is there any way to reinforce the integrity of the asphalt path?
Well, I'm just saying if you did asphalt and replaced it with an asphalt path there.
Are you saying there's asphalt already on the ground there?
There's already an asphalt path right there.
Yeah.
We're
I couldn't tell that from
the I think the school just like prevented dirt. It for kids walking to school.
Yeah.
Oh.
So my concern is if we were to take that out and replace it with a DG path or something like that.
Why does it look like it just ends right there?
Well, because it's dirty asphalt. It's been there for 20 years.
Oh. And then if you cross, is that a path of asphalt as well?
Yeah.
And that looks like it too on that side.
So they did it for access for the kids. The school district goes in and puts these in a number of these rural places. So.
Excuse me. Oh, I feel like we're a little off topic. I'm learning a little bit, but I feel like this is a little bit off topic of what we're just supposed to be going for.
So it's actually not, because this what the standards would be to put in curb, gutter, and sidewalk. Mm-hmm. And they're waiving, they are requesting to waive the curb, gutter, and sidewalk. And the sidewalk would theoretically would be necessary, especially because there's a school right around the corner. So the question becomes, how do kids get home if they walk from to and from school from the south side? Currently, there's a small asphalt paving path there. But the assumption being, like, when they develop it, would the asphalt come up? Would you replace it with, would you maintain the integrity of the asphalt?
I think that the asphalt portion, I don't know who would have made it, probably whoever developed to the north. The school district doesn't go and put asphalt down for kids to walk. That's why offset improvements are needed.
Yeah.
But they are asking for that waiver. So us trying to put a condition to put a pathway might be a little bit beyond what this application is.
Well, we can always, but that's the wondrous part of what we do, is we can always ask for it. Right. And then when it comes to BCC, they can fine tune it and say, we were asked by our Lone Mountain Council to provide a path for the kids to walk on. And it's up to them to determine what's the best way to do that, depending upon what the school might be requesting, what's an acceptable path considering the rural area. But so we're just kind of mulling over what's currently there, and if it's being used for the kids and the kids need something to get to and from school, we want to make sure that it's safe, right? So if we waive the off-site developments, they could theoretically take up the asphalt and then just leave it dirt.
Right.
And that's not going to be beneficial for the kids.
But it's beneficial for the horses that obviously live right there.
Yeah, that's true.
We wouldn't remove that asphalt. We would leave it in place. If you wanted us to put Chad down, we could do that too. But we wouldn't remove that asphalt. There'd be no incentive to do that.
Okay. So what do you guys think?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, if you're asking me, I'm going to make a motion to approve WS250316 MSP Big House LLC waiver of standard developments. Oh, you forgot to open to the public.
Well, because we wanted to talk about it first with questions for him.
Well, then you just have to continue.
I think I already stated it. I'm a little confused because these are obviously new rules that they want to start implementing.
Right.
But I imagine we do have discretion when you've got a whole area that's sort of developed and they're going to have the open strip of sidewalk.
Right.
It's going to look. I drove it. It's going right. to look silly.
Right.
So, but I understand that's what the county's trying to do with their new regulations. So I understand people get waivers all the time as well. So.
Right.
So the flip side of that argument, and I'm not disagreeing with you necessarily, Debbie, but if you look down at Ann Road, they have a sidewalk that returns up onto Grand Canyon and goes, I don't know, 8 feet or something like that, or better, on north on Grand Canyon from Ann Road. And it's also two lanes right there, and then it narrows down to a single lane. I picture Grand Canyon in the not too distant future being a little busier than it is now, and a bridge over to 215 as well.
This, all that. Well, let me open it up to the public if you don't mind. We can hear from the resident that's here, see if she has any input. We'll bring it back and tidy it up. All right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I'm going to open it up to the public.
I jumped the gun, sorry.
You're good. I'll open it up to the public now. Ma'am, do you have anything you want to add? Any questions, concerns?
One concern that I have, sorry.
Sorry.
We got to be formal.
Do you want to go through the whole thing again?
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, yes, because it's a different item.
Okay. Aaron Sponseller, Sponseller. Address is 9760 Bright Angel Way. So I'm roughly two to three blocks from where you're talking about. The whole area from about Ann up to Centennial has those small walking paths that are asphalt. They've been there for probably 20 or 30 years. Somebody mentioned flooding. If that's not there, you're going to have floods. Who's responsible for cleaning up all the chaff, or the riprap, or the type 2, or whatever you want to call it? Because Public Works doesn't have the time and manpower to do it. My home is a prime example. When we had the big floods a couple years ago, I'm still waiting for them to come and repair it, but they haven't. That's a part of their responsibility. Having said that, if those walking paths need to be worked on, there's no question. But I can tell you, kids don't use those walking paths. Very few kids walk to Darnell. Mostly it's parents driving them. And I live right around the corner from them. So you could leave them that way and they'd be safe, quite honestly. Sidewalks won't work. The only reason there are sidewalks on Ann Road is because of all the development that's taking place. That would be the only sidewalk other than in front of the school itself. So.
All right. Thank you. I'm going to bring it back up to the council. Any other questions, concerns? Joe, I see your mind running.
Yeah, I'm just looking at on the east side of Grand Canyon. About 75% of that land from Ann Road to 215 is undeveloped right now. And so to say that there's, it wouldn't match that, I agree, it wouldn't match it because it's all mostly undeveloped. Mm-hmm. So.
If you go right to the west though.
On the west side of Grand Canyon, it is like 75% developed. So I understand the argument both ways. I just picture Grand Canyon being wider and busier than it is right now, mm-hmm. in the not too distant future. And so
Do you mind if I take a stab at it?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Are you going to make a motion?
I am.
Okay.
I'm going to go. Hang on. Okay. WS 250316, MSP Big House LLC and MSP Real Estate Holdings LLC, waiver of development standards. I make a motion to waive the curb, gutter, sidewalk, lights. Not waive the landscaping standards that are applicable in Title 30, and that the applicant must maintain the existing asphalt walkway, pathway on Grand Canyon.
We have no problem with that, but just for the record, we're not asking for a waiver of landscaping.
I'm just putting it in there.
I'm just curious, right. How can you ask them to maintain it?
Well, if they come just kind of flatten everything.
Is it in the county right away?
That I don't know.
Do we know?
I believe it is.
Okay.
I believe it is.
So they would be county maintained, then.
That's what I mean.
Right, but in the process of developing.
So you're not asking them to maintain it, you're asking them to leave as is.
Yes, and to not damage it during the construction process.
So your definition, just to be clear, your definition of maintain it wouldn't include any future maintenance. It would just be
correct
as you're developing. to make sure it's not damaged.
Yes, to not damage it.
Or if it is, to fix it.
Right, that's what I was making sure.
And if I need to tidy that up, I can do that. But that's my...
Right, we okay with that definition of maintain?
So it would be safe to say, can I just read what I...
Yep.
Okay, so waiver to the curb, gutter, sidewalk, and lights, an applicant must maintain, do not damage when constructing the houses, the asphalt along Grand Canyon.
Correct.
Okay.
But
we're good with that?
Grand Canyon, we're not talking about Corbett.
Well, there is nothing on Corbett, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay, if we're good with that definition for maintain, then I say aye.
No.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you, appreciate it. Have a good night.
You too. You think so?
Yeah. They're gonna be...
Well, they're coming in, the hammer is coming in off of here.
But they're gonna be going in landscaping and seeing...
We gotta finish.
Okay, general business? No? Comments by the general public?
Nope.
Next meeting date, June 10th, 2025. And we are adjourned.